Afghanistan's national airline, Ariana, has just one airplane that flies. 23 years of fighting, a hijacking, and UN sanctions implemented 2 years ago against air travel to and from Afghanistan have left the once proud fleet ruined and 1,600 employees unpaid. Kabul's airport is littered with mines and unexploded ordnance, and yet both Ariana Airlines and airport officials are optimistic that they will be up and flying very soon. From Kabul, NPR's Jackie Lydon reports.
The Ariana aircraft, mounted on a pedestal outside the airport, is blue and white, a symbol of happier days when Kabul was a part of the rest of the world. True, American airstrikes finished off most of the remains of the 16-jet fleet, and the Taliban took the high-frequency radio in the control tower. But airport manager Ghulam Ali Timur can prove that someone is in that tower.
Hello, Tower Ariana. Tower Ariana. Tower Ariana. Any arrival and departure?
No departure yet. No arrival.
Okay, thank you.
This is an airline and an airport that is starting over. Only one plane, a Soviet-made Antonov 24, which holds about 50 passengers, escaped unscathed enough from the wars that it can still fly, which it does twice a week to Herat in the west. And there's a Boeing 727, which needs a longer runway. It's waiting for the runway to be demined and repaved. And Mr. Timur, who has a snowy white beard, can give you a list of what else needs doing.
For your information, we will start the work from the zero now in the Kabul airport. There is no firefighting equipment. There is no meteorological equipment. There is no engineering equipment. There is no air traffic control equipment.
But there is now a repaved runway, making a corridor through burned helicopters, cannibalized Ariana jets, and other airport ruins. Some of the hulks are left over from the Russian invasion 20 years ago. Out in the airfield, Afghan deminers operating under the UN inch forward, clearing thousands of mines from the airfield. At the offices of Ariana in town, everyone remembers the day, November 14, 1999. That was the last day an international flight flew from Afghanistan. It was a terrible time. There were three airplane crashes that year and a hijacking of an Ariana flight to England by Afghans who wanted to escape. Captain Jamaluddin Ratti flew Taliban diplomats to New York that year, and the Taliban forced the flight crew to wear turbans and beards.
10 or 12 crew member, all with uniform, all with beard, big beard, you know. All the passengers at the terminal, they were standing and looking to us.
The beards and turbans the Taliban made them wear looked especially ridiculous over their Pan Am flight jackets. Ariana Airlines is the last place in the world you'll find those uniforms because it was once a Pan Am subsidiary, and the uniforms are still in use. Kabul Airport is hiring back 200 employees, 60 of them women. Ariana Airlines is retraining pilots on 747s in Jordan and rehiring stewardesses. Seven already have their old jobs back, including Layla, who's happy doing what air stewards do.
We are preparing the food, looking after the dishes, and also we are making the announcements. And also if the passengers they have any questions, we are answering their questions.
Everyone at Ariana is feeling optimistic. Airport manager Timur says he has 12 letters in his possession from international carriers interested in flying to Kabul, and he's expecting tourists.
Many tourists, they have interest in to see the touristic places in Afghanistan, especially Bamyan, Band e Hamir, Ai Khanum, and Jalalabad, especially after 23 years.
They could even see all the bomb-damaged places, he suggests, and we'll build new hotels. Ariana Airlines doesn't have possession of any donated jets yet, nor does it have the millions needed for renovations. But on a wing and a prayer, the runway opens tomorrow. The world is next.